You know, eventually the snow is going to thin out a bit. You're going to be willing to go venture out, even when you don't have to. Like, perhaps you're really thinking, I'm never going to drive again this morning if you're faced with this. But it is going to peter out at some point, and then
and
Friday night will be here.
And it's going to be worth it.
And it's going to be worth it.
It's going
to
be worth
venture
it
out
to
of
get
the house.
Out. Yes.
Right. Marianne Combs is here for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning, Steve. And here are three reasons for you to get out of the house this weekend. First off, this is the last weekend that you can see The School for Lies at Park Square Theater here in downtown St. Paul. School for Lies is an adaptation of Molière's The Misanthrope, which you might be familiar with, the Molière play. Molière was one of those, very curmudgeonly characters in a lot of his shows. But anyway, Molière's The Misanthrope has been adapted in The School for Lies, which still features all of the lovely flamboyant outfits of a typical French period piece. But David Ives, the guy who updated this, did his best to keep the rhyming couplets throughout in his translation.
Wow.
And will do anything to make a rhyme to keep the story going, including rap, rhyming things with vulgar language. You know, there was a young girl with a bucket, and then da 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 da.
Awesome. Yeah. Let's go. Let's
My
go.
My favorite kind of
wow.
rhymes.
Wow. I'm going to go see some Molière.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say that.
But here's the thing, is it's very witty, and it's about telling lies versus telling the truth, and which gets you into more trouble or is the appropriate thing at the time. And so you have one guy amongst all who comes in here.
I have no idea about any of that. But yeah.
So you have one guy who insists on telling the truth, and you have everybody else who's known for, spreading rumor and gossip. And
here's what I want to know. How does the guy do who insists on telling the truth? How's his life?
Well,
It's
probably awful.
It's probably awful, right?
He does end up going to court.
That's not a question you expected. I know. it's not really part of the Weekend Arts Roundup. It's just a philosophical question that I have, quite frankly.
I'm sure it probably gets him into trouble.
I imagine it does.
Truth tellers often get into trouble.
Okay.
Steve.
Mm-hmm. It's not an excuse, basically, for wanton lying and obfuscation. It's just a little digression. Anyway, so Molière and
the name of the production is The School for Lies.
The School for Lies
at Park Square Theater here in downtown St. Paul, and it ends on Sunday. This is your last weekend.
Okay,
and it's been getting great reviews.
Awesome,
don't miss it. Okay. You might miss it. But anyway, this is a good reason for you to get outside on a snowy, wintry weekend. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's a great new exhibition that opened up at the American Swedish Institute. I had the pleasure of walking through the exhibition this last week with the artist Karen, who asks that people call her Bit. That's her sort of her nickname or the name she goes by. And her last name is Vejle. I'll let you figure out how to pronounce that. It's Norwegian.
I have some ideas.
It's Danish. So I'm going to say Vejle. Sounds good.
I was going to go in a whole other direction with that, but I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that.
Yeah. So at any rate, Bit, as she goes by, is a Danish-Norwegian artist who started, around in Denmark at Christmas and Easter, you'd make little paper cuts. Like, we make snowflakes, or we'll cut out Valentines and things. And you'd fold up paper and you cut them and you wrap in their paper.
Right.
Well, some people like Hans Christian Andersen is a famous silligrapher, P-S-A-L-I-G-R-A-P-H-E-R, silligrapher.
And what does that mean?
Professional paper cutter.
Okay.
Silligrapher. Who did silhouettes, all those famous old silhouettes in the day of little boys' faces, little girls' faces.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't, when she was like 16, she saw somebody doing this professionally. There was an artist cutting paper, and she's like, I didn't know you could do it other than Christmas and Easter. So she started cutting paper, doing it herself, figuring out how to make the folds and how to mathematically when to cut and when not to cut.
Nifty.
And she just did it for herself. And she'd like lay them down on the floor and put them under a rug when she was done and then go work on the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Did this for years. 6 years ago, she stopped. She had to stop working as a producer for a TV show in Norway because she had this struck by this neurological disease, so she couldn't go back to work. One of the producers, other producers, comes over to her house and finds her cutting paper, and he's like, what the heck?
What are you?
Why didn't you say that? Yeah.
People
did this?
Need to know about yeah. this. And wow. so now she is like this legend. Hermes, you know, the big fashion
yes,
icons,
yes.
commissioned her to do a work. She has these amazing
me.
Pieces where she, you know, she'll do the sort of the patterns when she's got it all folded. Then she unfolds it and she goes in and cuts out these stories that involve birds and people in driving cars through the countryside and their trees and wow. all this stuff going on. It's brilliant. And others are just more decorative. They're like flower patterns.
I am completely captivated by this now. This is
yeah.
an amazing story to begin with. And yeah. now I have to see these things.
Yeah. And yeah. so they're all at the American Swedish Institute in Minneapolis up through May 25th. You've got time, but it's so cool. And they have other stuff going on. There's like classes you can take on paper cutting. They have a play by Open Eye Figure Theater based on Hans Christian Andersen's life.
Mm-hmm.
So all sorts of stuff going on in conjunction with this exhibition. It's a lot of fun. I just highly recommend it.
Right. How cool. So that's excellent. At the Swedish Institute.
Yeah,
at
the American Swedish Institute. Yeah. I have to say this woman, Karen, she's beautiful, statuesque Scandinavian woman. She was here for a week and I was like, I'm sorry about the weather. And she's like, oh, I love the weather. And I was like, she said, there is no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing. So, yeah, which evidently is an expression in Denmark or in Norway.
Well, that's some good advice for
this
morning.
Listen to that, folks. Just get dressed for going out.
The variation would be there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad driving.
Want that, too.
Yeah. Anyway,
and or lack of insulation
yes.
and bad, yeah, drafty yeah. windows. Final one to get you out. This one is to get you outdoors and on a lake. The art shanty projects are back.
Oh, here we go. All right.
And this year they're at White Bear Lake. Okay. In White Bear. And so it opens this weekend with a sparkle parade. Get on your sparkle ponies. You can put on sequins, like old CDs. Just adorn yourself with reflective items.
Wow.
And that's on the February 1st. There's going to be a big parade using anything that, think over-the-top prom dresses, aluminum foil, whatever you want. Just get your sparkle on and beat
all
those
right.
winter blues. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, there's activities all around polar bears. Learn how to draw a polar bear with teaching artist Mina Lairwood, and Stephanie Capel from the Como Park Zoo will teach you everything about polar bears and how they survive in the Arctic. That's going on Sunday, February 2nd. So you can go out, hang out in art shanties built by artists and go explore the crazy world we live in, where people actually build things on frozen lakes and sit there.
Yep.
Can you imagine if you were ice fishing, you're in your ice fishing house, and you've been there all day, maybe you spent the night and you wake up in the morning and walk outside and the sparkle parade is walking by?
you're not aware
like,
of this.
Where am I?
Yeah.
I love the possibility that would happen to just one person.
I had a little too much fireball
yeah.
last night.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So
these are awesome suggestions.
So to get you outside, come on. We are going to beat these winter blues. We can do it.
Lady, you've kind of made my morning there.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
That would be Marianne Combs.
Yay!
She joins us for the Weekend Arts Roundup on Thursday mornings. Check out her blogification. It's over at mprnews.org. She writes the state-of-the-arts blog, Marianne Combs.